Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about what happens if we are either an amateur performer in the arts or professional performer in the arts, such as dance or music, or an artist. What happens when a performing artist has a break or perhaps are showing signs of fatigue or overuse? Where do they go to recover? Good Shepherd Rehabilitation Network has recently established a performing arts rehabilitation right in our own backyard in Bethlehem. To help us understand the unique nature of the services offered are my guests, Catherine Dara, who is a physical therapist and site manager for the Performing Arts Rehabilitation Center. And Kathy specializes in outpatient orthopedics, manual therapy, and the treatment of cervical, shoulder, and knee injuries. And Margot Clifford Ging, a physical therapist assistant who has extensive experience in the treatment of patients with a variety of orthopedic conditions. She is also a trained dancer, choreographer, who has performed professionally and has her own studio. It is a pleasure to welcome Catherine Dara and Margot Clifford Ging to WDIY.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is very, very outstanding that we now have a facility in our Lehigh Valley devoted to treating performing artists. How did this come about, Kathy?
This started about a year ago as an idea by one of the Good Shepherd physical therapists named Dan Danish. His idea was to provide a physical therapy center that focused on rehabilitation for injured performing artists of all different levels.
Well, does that mean that that artists have a different need or a different requirement than, let's say, going to regular physical therapy?
We do feel that they have different needs. We feel that their needs need to be more specifically addressed and researched as to what it is they're doing in their daily activities and what their craft requires of their bodies.
And how does the facility in Bethlehem help to perform these different needs?
We have a very specialized facility that was actually designed with performing artists in mind. We have two unique features in our facility. It is a 3,000 square foot facility that houses a dance studio within it. We have a professional dance floor. We have full length mirrors and a ballet bar for our dancers. We also have another room that is specially designed for musicians. It has acoustic paneling in it. It also has some soundproofing in the room to make it more accessible for our musicians.
Well, this is very exciting. The Lehigh Valley is certainly growing. We certainly have the arts in our community. We have dance and theater and concerts. And tell us, Margot Clifford Ging, how did you become involved in this? You seem to be a performer in your own right, currently working right in the area.
Yes. If I can, Eleanor, just make one correction. I teach at Cedar Crest College right now. I have taught at DCLs in the past, but now I'm teaching at Cedar Crest College. My interest has been as a professional dancer, being around dancers, and they get their injuries, and what do we do about it? And in the past, we've gone to places for physical therapy, and we weren't always satisfied with the treatment we received because we would go back and the injury would be recurring and we didn't really know how to deal with it.
Now, Margaret, are you saying that you've had some injury in the past yourself where you needed treatment?
I have actually been pretty lucky. The only injury I had one time coming out of a lift, there was rosin on the floor. We used way back when we had to use rosin and we didn't have the fancy dance floors. My partner put me down and I kept moving because it was at the end of a lift, and so I sprained my ankle. Pretty bad sprain.
I'm glad you defined lift, because when you said lift, I thought of a ski lift. And then when you said you slipped, I said, gee, that's in keeping with it. But you're talking about a dance partner.
Correct. He was lifting me into the air during a Nutcracker performance, actually, with the Ballet Guild of the Lehigh Valley, way back when I was a young dancer.
And were you able to receive treatment for that injury, or was it something you could deal with at home?
Well, basically, I went to the emergency room, find out what I did, and it was a bad sprain. And then I pretty much just rehabbed myself, you know, going through different things.
And how now, you've been open since when, Kathy Dorr?
We opened in February of this year.
And how many clients are you seeing, or patients are you seeing at this time?
At this point, we are probably averaging 6 to 8 patients a day. And we actually do have a fairly high percentage of dancers at this point. It's probably our biggest patient population.
And I understand you also treat not only adults, but you also treat children as well.
We do. Our facility is equipped to treat children with orthopedic injuries. We can treat from infant to 100 years old. We have the accessibility to treat everyone.
Well, that is wonderful. It's wonderful to think of a 100-year-old needing some treatment for a dance problem or an artistic problem. What are the kinds of problems that you see right now?
In addition to the performing arts problems, we also see people with joint replacements. We see people with back injuries, neck injuries. We participate in the headache program that Good Shepherd Rehabilitation Network provides. So we are seeing patients with chronic headaches and migraines, strains, sprains, overuse injuries. There pretty much is nothing that you could name in the orthopedic world that we can't treat.
Well, tell us a little bit. Can you give us an example of either a dancer, a performer, or an artist whom you have seen specifically that is designed, a therapy that is designed exactly for their particular need or want?
Sure. Probably the best example is some of our young dancers that we are currently seeing. A very high-level young dancer came to us with a significant amount of hip pain. She was still performing, however, she was really not at 100%, and on the competition team that she is involved in, she needed to be at 100%. This is a team that competes for national titles, so if she is not 100%, there is a good chance competing for that national title is going to be jeopardized. So she came to us with a pretty significant amount of hip pain. After taking a look at her, doing a physical therapy evaluation and consulting with Margot to do a more dance evaluation, we determined that she had fairly significant weakness in both of her hips that was attributed to her pain levels. Once we established that, we could set her on both a physical therapy and dance regime that would address these issues and take her back up to 100%.
And what was her recovery?
Her recovery was probably within about 2 weeks, her pain was 50% decreased. Within 4 to 6 weeks, she was 100% and actually competed for a national title.
Well, that is wonderful to hear. But you know what is interesting to hear? It's it's an integrated effort between the two of you with physical therapy and physical therapy plus a dance evaluation, and the ability to really get it very firmly established as to what the specific need physical therapy would need to perform. And that's really very exciting to hear. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life, and my guests this evening are Catherine Dara, who is a physical therapist, site manager for the Performing Arts Rehabilitation Center for Good Shepherd Hospital, and Margot Clifford Ging, who is a physical therapy assistant and Performing Arts Rehabilitation Center Good Shepherd. Let's talk about other examples. That was a wonderful. How old was that person that you treated?
She was 11.
11? Isn't that exciting? So here you give a person who might have dropped out from a dance team, and she went on to the nationals.
Absolutely.
That was exciting. What about other older adults? What have you seen with older adults that you've treated who might not have gotten that specific attention? Not that they don't get good physical therapy, but they might not have gotten the specific attention for their particular need. Can you give us an example?
Yes. Well, one thing I'd like to also say is about there is a good collaboration between Kathy and I. It's because something that differentiates us from the other organizations that supply the dancer with physical therapy is Kathy will evaluate the dancer, and then she always comes over to me and asks me what I see. And so many times some of these injuries are attributed to bad habits they've picked up in their technique. I mean, as human beings, we all have bad habits in everything we do. And even if they come to physical therapy and they are strengthened, in their particular injury, a lot of times they go back and they stay with those bad habits. I'm able to look at the dancer and say, okay, you have to correct this bad habit. You have to re-educate your body in how you perform this specific movement. And so then they're able to go back and correct that, and rather than just keep going back and doing the same thing, and then they're back in the clinic, you know, in another 6 months with the same injury.
So what you're saying is the physical therapy that Kathy recommends is excellent for the injury, but you go on and you coordinate it and integrate it into the specific need that she has as a dancer or a performer.
Absolutely, yes.
So you work as a team.
Yes, we do.
That is really very exciting because yes. A patient who comes in to the Good Shepherd Performing Arts Rehabilitation Center in Bethlehem gets a thoroughly integrated review of their injury, and they're able to go back to what they love to do, whether it's dance or art or other areas of performing arts. We talked about dance. What other areas? I mentioned art, et cetera. How else do you help a performing artist?
We can take an example of a musician that I treated a few years back. She was involved in an accident, a car accident. She developed some ongoing neck pain that became chronic that she really just could not get fully rid of. She came to see me just for general physical therapy, and we did what we needed to do. We got her neck pain fairly under control. But then in our discussions, she mentioned to me that she also was a professional clarinet player. So we needed to take it a step further then to see if she could get back to playing her clarinet at the level that she was accustomed to. During my evaluation, I discovered that she was not able to play at the level she had previously been accustomed to. So at that point, we need to take a step back and decide where our therapy goes from there. We had done all the traditional physical therapy, and that was working wonderfully, but there was still a disconnect between her being able to play properly. I had her bring her instrument in to where I was working, and I had to have her play for me. The only way to truly get a performing artist back to doing what they need to do is to witness their craft and what they're doing. So we had her bring the clarinet in, observed a few sessions. I was able to pick up on some biomechanical faults that were occurring. Her posture was not correct when she was sitting with her clarinet, and then we were able to correct that.
Well, it sounds wonderful because you also have soundproof booths, so you were able to have her play that clarinet.
Correct.
And that was excellent. And we're going to talk more about the outstanding work that you're doing in the Lehigh Valley with the newly established Performing Arts Rehabilitation Center of Good Shepherd established in Bethlehem when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Cedar Crest College School of Adult and Graduate Education Master of Forensic Science program, one of a select group of programs accredited by the American Academy of Forensic Sciences that prepares leaders in the field of criminalistics, industry research, and doctoral programs. More information at sage.cedarcrest.edu.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening we're talking about what happens if we are either an amateur performer in the arts or professional in such areas as dance or music or art. What happens when a performing artist has a break or showing signs of fatigue or overuse? Where do they go to recover? And this evening we're talking with Catherine Darrah, who is a physical therapist, who is the site manager for the Performing Arts Rehabilitation Center for Good Shepherd in Bethlehem, and we're talking with Margot Clifford Ging, who is a part-time physical therapy assistant and performing arts at the Performing Arts Rehabilitation Center of Good Shepherd. And we're talking about how people who are in the performing arts, whether they're young, 11, 10, or whether they're older, how do they get the ability to continue performing when they suffer an injury? Where do they go?
We would like to establish that we are the place for people to go in the Lehigh Valley. We're the premier organization to provide the specialized care that any performing artist needs, regardless of their age, from teenage to 100 years old. If they're interested in performing and they're having difficulties, we want it to be known that we are the premier facility. We have the unique ability to get these people doing what they want to do.
Now, do they have to be teenage or can they be younger?
They can be younger. We have the ability to treat any child who is interested in performing.
And how do people find out about you? And is it only local people who are musicians or artists, or do people come from all over? How do they find you?
Well, we're hoping to form a network that people will, if they're coming in, they're a traveling musician or a dancer, somebody who's on tour. Let's say someone's come to the State Theater to perform in a musical, and they need physical therapy. So we're going to have a network that they'll know that we specialize in performing artists, and they will be able to contact us.
Margo, have you had occasion to treat people from out of the Lehigh Valley? I was going to say out of network, but out of the Lehigh Valley who have come to perform. Have you had that occasion at the Performing Arts Rehabilitation Center at Good Shepherd?
Well, one of our therapists was contacted by a musician who came here to perform at the Bach Festival. She was a cello player, and she had already had a treatment of kinesio tape. And so she wanted to find out if there was someone in the area when she was performing at the Bach Festival, if they were also able to do this for her so she could continue playing her cello.
Now, I have to ask a question. What is kinesio tape, and what does it do, and how does it help a performer increase their ability to function, for example, a cellist?
Kinesio tape is actually a dynamic tape product. You've probably seen it on athletes in the Olympics. It is the colorful tape that you'll frequently see on an athlete's knee or ankle or shoulder. Beach volleyball, I think a few years ago, is when most of us got our first glimpse of what kinesio tape looked like. It is a dynamic tape that helps athletes and people of all abilities to use their muscles more effectively. It can help decrease pain and facilitate muscle use.
So for example, if you have a cellist or a violinist, they need to use their fingers. And let's say they're experiencing numbness or lack of ability to really perform. How do you use that kinesio tape?
The kinesio tape can be placed anywhere on the body. Once we determine what the cause of the problem is, for example, if it is a weak muscle that's causing the inability for them to play correctly, we can use the kinesio tape in a way to help facilitate that muscle so that it works more effectively. The good thing about the tape is it's flexible, it's dynamic, it moves with the person, it does not restrict movement, it is waterproof, and it can be placed on any joint surface or any muscle on the body.
You know, kinesio tape reminds me of acupuncture in some ways, in that you may put the tape on a particular area that increases the circulation. Is that how it works?
That is exactly correct. That's one of the things that the kinesio tape can do as well. It can improve circulation to an area to facilitate healing and decrease swelling.
Well, that sounds very exciting. And how do people get to you? If for example, they may be listening and saying, gee, I haven't been able to play the piano for a while, or I'm supposed to participate in a concert and my hands aren't working, how do they get in contact with you?
They can call our facility directly. Our facility number is 610-868-2805. They can also find us on the internet under the Good Shepherd Rehab.org website, and they can look under the Performing Arts Specialty section there, and they will find our facility.
Well, I think that's very exciting. And so the people have a place to go if they have a difficulty. What about a person who draws or who is interested in painting? We've talked about musicians, dancers. What a person who has an artistic ability and has some difficulty with shoulder movement or something of that sort? How do you help?
That patient, again, would be evaluated in our facility. We would find out what their specific needs are for their craft that they do. If they are an oil painter, we would find out exactly what they need to be able to do and what their current limitations are. I would have them possibly bring in a canvas, bring in some of their paints and their brushes so that they could physically show me what they need to be able to do. And from there, we develop a specialized and unique program for them to get them back to doing what they love to do.
Well, you know, this is a program designed at the performing the perform Performing Arts Rehabilitation Center of Good Shepherd that is uniquely different because it's not only offering physical therapy and assistance to heal, but it's also specifically oriented to what the specific need of an artist or a dancer is. Now, we talked about art, we talked about a ballet, we talked about a musician. What about the age group? Is any age group treated?
Any age group as well. Currently, we're working with Tap Ties. We are sponsoring, we just recently sponsored an event that they held for National Tap Dance Day.
Tell us about Tap Ties.
Tap Ties is a professional company, and they are comprised of professional tap dancing company. They're comprised of dancers of all ages.
What does that mean?
I know that they have a dancer there who is 70 plus. I won't mention her name, but actually I think she's proud of her age. But the range is long. And one of the ways we've contacted Tap Ties to see whether or not they were interested in coming for some screenings. That's one of the things that we're doing. We're going to dance studios or having them come to our facility, dance companies. We're going to be going to Liberty High School's Grenadier Band and do a pre-screening in the beginning of the year to see what maybe some of the musicians or dancers or artists, what their weaknesses are, so we can catch it before they would have a full-blown injury.
Now, we're talking about physical injuries. What about those people who are artists, but they are interested in theater, in drama, and they have some problem with their voice? Maybe they've had a stroke. How can you help them? Is that a program that you offer as well?
The Good Shepherd Rehabilitation Network does offer speech therapy for those patients who would have vocal issues. However, at our performing arts facility, we're hoping to develop our next phase of the program to incorporate those treatments in our current facility in Bethlehem. We would like to move forward and be able to treat all performing artists, including vocal issues as well, right at our location in Bethlehem.
Well, that sounds very exciting. And have you had people come to you from different places? Did we talk about somebody who found you from New Jersey?
We do. We currently have a teenage dancer who is coming to us from about an hour away in New Jersey. They found our information on the internet, a specialty site that they looked for dance therapy. They were able to track us down, and instead of driving into New York City for therapy two or three times a week, they would actually prefer to come to the Lehigh Valley to come to a specialized site such as ours. And we've been doing this therapy for 3 or 4 weeks, and we are really making a lot of gains with this young dancer and hoping to get her back to full-time dance.
And what kind of problem did she come with?
She's coming to us with a fairly severe ankle injury. She has gone through a traditional course of physical therapy, which was very successful. However, she is still not able to return to dancing. And this is why they have sought out a more unique approach to her problem. And the collaboration that we provide at our facility is what is necessary to get her back to dancing.
Now, she's working with you as well. Is that right, Margo?
Yes. And actually, I found some problems with how she was doing her jumps in her technique. And we've really tried to work and see how she can fix that problem, you know, overcome it and work in a different manner so that she won't, because she's had this injury a few times. And so we want to make sure that she doesn't have it another time after seeing us.
Well, that's a very interesting example of working together. One is the physical therapy designed to heal the injury, but the other is designed to see how this injury came about in her dancing so she doesn't repeat it. Because if she goes back with an ability to do exercises, it may not be particularly directed at the problem that she's having in her dance routine.
Absolutely. We also have another student who just happened to sprain her ankle. You know, it was like a freak accident, a dancer. And so our approach for her is at first to just give her traditional therapy in the beginning, because first we have to get her ankle stronger. And so not until it's stronger will we then start to concentrate on what she's doing technically, if it's correct or incorrect or whatever. So, you know, just good old basic physical therapy comes in hand.
And tell us how we get in touch with you again, Catherine Dara, who is the site manager for the Performing Arts Rehabilitation Center, Good Shepherd. How do we get in touch with you if we have a need? We're a dancer, we're an artist. How do we get in touch with you?
People can contact us directly at our facility at the phone number 610-868-2805. They can also contact us through Good Shepherd Rehabilitation Network's website, and we have a heading for Performing Arts Rehabilitation there.
Well, this sounds so exciting, and it is amazing that one of the things that always attracted me to Lehigh Valley, and this was many years ago, and I'm from New York, and that was the amazing interest in the arts, the dance, and all of the performing arts. And we have now a place for people to go so that they can continue. They continue their interest and their performing arts needs right here in the Lehigh Valley.
Absolutely, Eleanor. I find it, for me, it's like been a full cycle. I grew up in the Lehigh Valley, started my dance training here, and then I went and traveled around, you know, to different places. But I wanted to come back to Bethlehem because I love Bethlehem so much. And it's very interesting that it's become full cycle that I've been able to not only do therapy, but to connect my dance experience with it, too. And I'm so excited that we have a Performing Arts Rehabilitation Center right here in the Lehigh Valley because I get to do everything I want to do.
I want to thank you, Catherine Dara, physical therapist and site manager for the Performing Arts Rehabilitation Center at Good Shepherd in Bethlehem, and Margot Clifford Ging, physical therapist assistant at the Performing Arts Rehabilitation Center, for helping us to understand that those of us who are professionals in the field of art, music, and dance have a place to go if we are injured in our activities. Good Shepherd Performing Arts Rehabilitation Center is providing a place for hope and rehabilitation for those who want to get back to their work as quickly as possible. Thank you for helping us to take charge of our lives by providing us with resources to regain our life's passion. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.